You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And he's back in studio hanging out with us here on The Lake Show. As always, it's a pleasure to have you, Mr. Soden. How you been?
Always very good. Very, very good. I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What does the other guy look like? Because clearly you got into a fight.
So what he's referencing is that, and that's the reason why I'm sounding maybe a little bit weird to people. Maybe not. No one said anything on the text line, but I had a wisdom tooth taken out. And so I'm dealing with the swelling. And it's funny because as I'm getting, you know, Steven into the building, he's like, whoa, what happened?
Yeah, if people knew how committed you are to their audience, they would love you even more than they do.
I'll be gone tomorrow, though.
Yeah.
Because that's when the swelling is going to be at its maximum, I was already told. So Stevie T will be in for me tomorrow night. But yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you're committed.
I'm committed to the bit.
Yes.
Tonight I'm here.
So let's get into it.
I'm hanging out with you.
Yeah.
All right, so this has made headlines nationally, and also it's on the front of the Minnesota Star Tribune. The headline on the Strib website: Klobuchar brushes off Booker dust-up, as in Cory Booker, says they will continue to fight Trump. Democrats debated their party's response to the Trump administration with the cameras watching. Okay, so it sounds like earlier today, Amy Klobuchar and Cory Booker, I don't want to say they got into it. They disagreed on something, you know, with regards to a bill. And it was public. Everybody heard it or saw it. And let's play a little clip of the back and forth.
I completely agree with Senator Booker about what this administration is doing. But you can't just pick out a few bills that came out of a committee and say, I'm going to stop those. And then allow for other bills that fund other parts of your budget in your state.
I was just called out by name, and I want to respond. I don't need somebody implying in any way that this is not vital to me and my state, that we have resources for our police officers. But what I am tired of is when the President of the United States of America violates the Constitution, trashes our norms and traditions. And what does the Democratic Party do? Comply? Allow him? Beg for scraps? No, I demand justice. It's time for Democrats to have a backbone. It's time for us to fight. It's time for us to draw lines. And when it comes to the safety of my state being denied these grants, that's why I'm standing here. Don't question my integrity. Don't question my motives. I'm standing for Jersey. I am standing for my police officers. I'm standing for the Constitution, and I'm standing for what's right.
I think they're both right, okay? I think they're both right. I support them both. And let me say this. I like this. And this is the reason why, and this is why I wanted to get your take on it. Because I think it's healthy for Democrats. There's going to be debates. There's going to be bickering. There's going to be disagreements. And to me, that is a healthy thing for your party. As opposed to being a party that gets in line whenever somebody tells you to do something, that is not good in politics. When somebody tells you to do something because they want to be, the king, that's not a good thing. So I think that this is actually a good thing. And one of the things that I hate in media, and this is across the board, I hear it on our station. I'm not going to take any shots at any particular people, whatever. But all this stuff about Democrats are in disarray, Democrats are in disarray, Democrats are in disarray. Like, I would hope that people would disagree on some things. Like, you're not going to always be on the same page. People aren't on the same page with their wives. People aren't on the same page with their husbands. And I'm supposed to expect every politician in a party is going to agree on something? I think this is good.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to unpack here, right? I mean, first off, it should be said that Senator Booker and Klobuchar are both very close friends. They know each other very well. They've worked together for a long time. I saw them campaign for president together at a debate in Houston. They clearly have affection for each other personally. And there can be some a lot of disagreements in these situations.
Absolutely.
There's also some inside baseball going on here, where this was kind of the boring kind of the work of governing that was going on in the Senate. And I do think that the Senator Booker was trying to make a point on these particular issues. He passed these bills out of committee and then specifically objected on the Senate floor, which is kind of a little bit frustrating. Obviously,
it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
No, there's obviously a lot of frustration also that Trump did this back the first term, and any Trump supporters in Minnesota, I should say, you know, he punished all the blue states by getting rid of our SALT deduction, which, while he has increased slightly, used to be unlimited. You used to be able to deduct all your state and local taxes, and now I think that he capped it out of the original bill at $45,000. Now it's up to 60, and that's been his kind of MO. He keeps punishing blue states. Anyone who he likes to punish, because he's a very petty, personal human. And New Jersey has gotten penalized because of that. And I think Booker was generally frustrated with it. I mean, it's really not about substance. And you know, these bills, I think, and Klobuchar and Booker agree on most of those. And you know, you're right. It's good to have disagreements. I mean, I think, listen, I've been a Democrat my entire life. We talked about that last week. The Democratic Party, when it's working best, is in a little bit of disarray. An organized Democratic Party, at first, I've never seen. I don't know what it would look like. It's a broad coalition. It includes working people and immigrants and a huge population of people. And within that coalition, it is both appropriate and healthy to have disagreement. So I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, I think it's a good move on both their parts. Like, right. Get it out in the open.
Yeah, no.
And I think that it just makes... I think the mainstream media will say, oh, look at this. They're fighting. This is bad. I don't think it's bad at all.
Well, right now the Democrats don't have any lever of federal power, right? They don't control the House. They don't control the Senate. And they don't control the presidency. So anything that essentially shows that they're working for the people, right, because oftentimes minorities seem silent, is frankly a positive thing. And these are two of our the great senators. Obviously, I'm partial to Senator Klobuchar, who I know personally, and I've seen all the great work she's done. But, you know, Senator Booker is no slouch as well. I mean, an old client of mine used to say when we were dealing with complicated business issues is lovers quarrel, right? I mean, you know, the closer you are, sometimes the more you fight. And I think that's in some respects what was probably going on there.
Hey, real quickly, this is has nothing to do with Cory Booker, has nothing to do with Amy Klobuchar, but it does have to do with politics. I just wanted just a quick opinion from you. Do you think that the Epstein thing is going away? Because I don't think that it is. And why do you think that Donald Trump is even entertaining the thoughts of pardoning Miss Maxwell?
Yeah, Ghislaine Maxwell. I don't know. I mean, I in part of me thinks that Trump is keeping this in the media because he knows that, frankly, he's not going to be implicated in it if it ever comes out. Hmm. Right. Like, you know, he continues to kind of poke the bear anytime it seems to go away. And I know he was like in that White House press briefing or the cabinet meeting with Attorney General Bondi, he's like, why are we still talking about this? Well, you're still talking about it because you're the one who keeps it in the media. And even entertaining pardoning Ghislaine Maxwell seems so offensive. I mean, she was complicit in all of the worst aspects of those crimes. So part of me thinks he's, you know, again, you know, and I hate to say this because I don't think he's the smartest guy, but in some respects, his instincts are so good. He's playing chess when everyone else is playing checkers. That being said, you know, I don't see it going away until everything is on the table. It's going to be like the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah, coming out and saying that some of the files may be shown or whatever in terms of, that's not what the American people want. They want it all.
Right.
Like nitpicking what we're going to show you. I think that makes it worse, actually.
Yeah. And I mean, this is one of those conspiracy theories that probably will never go away. Right. It's like, I heard this joke, and I'm probably going to butcher it. Somebody dies, and it was a big Kennedy assassination, and he goes up to heaven, and he asks St. Peter, he goes, can you finally tell me, I'm dead now, can you tell me who killed Kennedy? And St. Peter said it was Lee Harvey Oswald. And the guy who died said, I knew it. The conspiracy went right to the top. Funny. Come on. A little bit of a laugh.
I mean, it's kind of hard for me to laugh today.
I know.
So you got to put that on Josh.
But my point is, Josh is new. Chris laughs at my jokes, Josh, for the record. But the
I'm newish. I've been here for years.
But my point is that these conspiracies, you know, even if you were full disclosure, they just don't go away, right? I mean, they get on a life of their own. I mean, I think this is obviously a dangerous conspiracy theory because it deals with, you know, a lot of different issues that could have reverberations, frankly, against some communities that I care very deeply about. But, you know, I don't know. You know, you talked about that last time. Will we know in our lifetime? I mean, it's such a fast-moving conspiracy. I do think we're going to know in our lifetime because I don't think it's as big of a deal, frankly, as the murdering of a president.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to be satisfying for anybody. Yeah. I think when we finally find out, it's going to be really boring. You had a criminal, horrible human being who did very, very bad things. I think that, frankly, is the root of it.
Yeah. We're talking to Stephen Silton, Colson O'Connor, joining us here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. Coming up next, after the quick commercial break, I want to ask him specifically about NFL contracts because we are in the midst of training camp. We're getting ready to get into the preseason and then eventually into the regular season. But there's one dynamic that I definitely want to talk to him about. We talked to Stephen Silton. I saw one of the more...
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
For ridiculous takes earlier today from Mad Dog Russo, Chris Russo. And I love Mad Dog. I really do. He's I met him before. Had him on the radio show back when I was in Kansas City. Good dude. And he is one of the legends in sports radio. Like, what, all the stuff that he's done in New York City, unbelievable. But he had a take earlier today because we've got a lot of guys that are showing up to training camp. Some guys are just reporting. Some guys still haven't showed up. Guys are not practicing. We got Trey Hendrickson in Cincinnati. I know that Micah Parsons is practicing in Dallas, but he's still waiting on a new deal. And the take, though, was that he said, if you have a deal, play. You got a deal, play to your deal. And he was the only one with that take. Lewis Riddick and Stephen A. and those guys were like, well, hold on. What are you talking about? Like, you, if you outperform your deal, you are entitled, you and your representation are entitled to negotiate for a new contract. What says you as a lawyer in that field?
Yeah, and one who's worked with a lot of agents, right, including some top ones, Blake Barrett, Drew Rosenhaus. Kelly Masters, who I'm actually going to see next month at a conference in Philadelphia, the first woman ever to represent a number one draft pick. I mean, football is the most violent sport, frankly, played on earth. And these careers are incredibly short and can end at any time. And you only have so many snaps. Every football mm-hmm. player who steps in the field knows that, listen, this could be their last snap. They don't know how many they have. You know, most of them love playing the game. I am, for one, very excited that for the upcoming football season. But it's a ridiculous take. I mean, they've got the leverage they can. They can hold out, right? They through their representation, can do everything they can to leverage a new deal. And I say, do what you can. I mean, the NFL...
It just makes sense.
NFL contracts are the least guaranteed of all the four major sports, which, of course, is an absolute irony considering it's the most dangerous of all the four sports, right? The ones that generally outperform their deals are the most riskiest of the positions, generally the running backs, wide receivers, linebackers, right? The ones that are in the most kind of acute impacts that again, can change the trajectory of their career in an instant. So, you know, this is their livelihood. This is all they have. They only have one go around, and they got to do whatever they can. That is a horrible take. I don't know Mad Dog Russo, but I could not disagree with them more.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. All right, so you saw the news. Jaron Duran mm-hmm. traded for two prospects. What do you think about that?
My son is incredibly upset. It was interesting.
Really?
Yes. My son knows baseball better.
Williams, he's ticked off?
He wanted the Phillies' number one prospect, Painter, I think is his last name, the pitcher.
Okay.
What I know about baseball is that it's not only the quality.
Oh, he wanted Andrew Painter.
Andrew Painter. Mm-hmm. It's not only the quality of the player. And listen, Johan Duran is the
He's their number one prospect, though.
Painter's their number one prospect. But they're getting the number one closer under control for 2 years. Right? He's the best closer in the league.
Mm. I don't know about that.
Right? Who do you think's better?
I don't know.
If William's listening, text your dad. Who's a better closer, William?
I mean, he's not even an all-star. I mean, he's never made an all-star game.
Johan Duran's never made an all-star game?
No. He's not the best closer in baseball. I fundamentally don't agree with that. Like, I sit there and do all these post-game shows and break down Twins baseball. Who is the best? I'm not really sure that I could answer that, but it ain't him.
Cleveland. That's the best. They have the best.
Who's that?
Were you talking about Clausier?
He's out, though, because of the
betting. Yeah, yeah. Did you hear about that?
Not good.
We got more betting stuff, man. These guys keep getting caught up.
Yeah. I mean, you and I predicted this. There's things that you and I are right on, right? With the proliferation of online betting, they're going to continue to get caught up in it. They've got to do a better job of both controlling and educating, right? Like, it was easy when betting was only in Vegas and Atlantic City to stop it, right? Not to switch topics on this, but this is one, you know, I'm very passionate on. But with the proliferation and all these people making all these bets and all the prop bets and all the money, it's hard. I mean, I'm concerned. Listen, I've got a son who's very into sports, right? He's got me, to be totally honest, into some minor sports betting. And it's really fun, right? And it can enhance the game. And historically, I didn't bet because I say I work in these sports, I don't bet.
Yep.
Now I make these prop bets. If I've got a boring game, I'll make $20 worth of these prop bets, you know, $5 can win $30, $40. It's super fun. But there's an addicting nature to it, right? And it's horrible. I did not hear that. I did, I've seen, who are the other ones that got caught up this week? Obviously, the one we've not talked about is the former Timberwolf.
Malik Beasley.
Yeah, Malik Beasley.
No, he's done. He's done. I think he's done.
This is terrible. The whole thing is
I mean, he
terrible.
Owes money.
Yeah, it's not good. It's never good. When the bookies are after you, it's never done. But you know, so that being said, so my son, who knows more about baseball than anybody I know, was not happy. But then I checked online, right? Because of course, you know, grade the Duran trade, and they gave both teams high grades. They're saying these are two legitimate prospects. Frankly. This is, you kind of got to get what you can get, right? Closers historically have not had a really hot market. This year has been a super hot market and maybe got the Twins' expectations up. What do you think about the trade?
Well, I personally liked him. This is what I said. I started the show with this. I'm not elated at this, but I'm not down about it. I'm not shedding no tears. I'm just kind of neutral to it because he was a good closer. No question about it. Good closer. But you weren't going anywhere with them. The thing I don't like is you still had 2 years of control with them.
Correct.
I love that about having a good closer. But he wasn't a lights-out guy. He was a guy that most times would have you nervous. He was a guy that would go out there, he'll walk a batter. I mean, he's blown games this year.
Yes.
He
looks less dominant. His fastball's down 2 miles per hour.
But
right?
I
read all that.
This is the reason why I think what we think he is more than what he actually is. The reason why is because everybody's caught up in his velo and his velocity as opposed to how dominant he truly is.
Well, it's velo and then his slider and his curveball.
Yeah, but his stature and stuff like that. I mean,
I'll tell you one thing.
It's intimidating.
I will miss the intro, right? Other than the intro
people
you guys
missed out on text
me,
line.
I will miss that intro is the greatest intro in sports. It was interesting. I was at the game a few nights ago.
No, that's not the greatest intro in sports. Stop it. Oh, it's not even the greatest intro in baseball.
It's the greatest intro in baseball with the spider and the lights.
What about the guy in New York that had the dun, 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 the Tim Trumpets or whatever, like that whole song, that's unbelievable. Edwin Diaz, his intro,
yeah,
when that song comes out. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, yes. I've been there. I've been to the Yankees. I mean, I like the Spider better. I like the Spider better. And just, he's so big. So, you know.
He is big. He's intimidating.
So when he comes out of the bullpen and you see, you know, they
Timmy Trumpet, Narco, is a song.
They go to him when he's coming out, and he's this big, imposing guy. And I mean, it makes me want to stay to the ninth inning of every Twins game. I mean, listen, I think it's time for the Twins to reboot. The Twins have been able to stay competitive.
So you're saying that you are officially on the bandwagon for the team to strip it down and rebuild?
Yes. I think they gave it a shot.
Ooh.
Listen.
Ooh.
Say all you want about the Pulleds and not spending money. They paid a lot of money for Carlos Correa, right? They were able to keep Buxton, right? And it just hasn't worked. It could have, right? There's a lot of luck in all of sports, as we all know. And if Buxton would have stayed healthy and, you know, the pitching staff held together a little more, I mean, they got close in certain years. It just hasn't happened. This core had its opportunity and missed. So you got to rebuild the core, and you do that with young players. So you got to get rid of, and I know Buxton wants to be a Twins for life, and, you know, frankly, that kind of, I always love that.
Here we go.
You disagree.
I'm not ready to part with Buxton.
Really?
I would part with Royce Lewis before I part with Buxton.
Oh, no.
Royce Lewis, to me, I'd be trying to move him.
Move
him. Don't move Joe Ryan. Keep Joe Ryan. I would part with Royce Lewis.
No,
I'm dead serious.
Royce Lewis is the probably only untouchable player on that team. I think they...
Where's this?
Listen.
Joe Ryan.
Did you drink before you came here?
Joe Ryan
is untouchable.
I am not...
Joe Ryan is untouchable. He is more untouchable than Royce Lewis. 100%. Josh, do you agree or disagree?
Joe Ryan's
better than Royce Lewis.
Okay, here's the deal. When they trade
All-star
pitcher. When they trade him tomorrow, I'll come on tomorrow night and we'll revisit that. We haven't done that quickly on something like that. But it's possible. I mean, you got to trade who you've got real value for. Now, Royce Lewis would have major value. He's a number one draft pick. You don't trade a number one draft pick.
But why are you going to do all this if you're trying to sell the team? Like, I'm not going to tank the team that I'm trying to sell. Yeah. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, but baseball's different, right? Sometimes you have to strip down a baseball team, unless you're the Yankees
or the
Dodgers.
But that's the sports in general, though.
Not always. The Vikings seem to be able to reload
basketball?
Every year. Well, basketball, you're right. You have to tank for years and years and years, right? The process. Trust the process. But, you know, baseball is all about prospects, and the Twins could use to reload the minor leagues, right? And you never know. I mean, it's interesting. You do that, and baseball teams can come back in a hurry. Again, I just don't see them winning with the Buxton, Correa. And I love Carlos Correa. Like, I really, really do. I have friends that don't like him. I think he is a gold glove. He's going to be a Hall of Famer one day. He's a great – every team needs a great shortstop. They're hard to find. But he's expensive. And he's a luxury on a team that's, you know, probably only going to win 70, 75 games.
Mm.
But, we will not trade Royce Lewis. Royce Lewis could be a 50 home run, 130 RBI guy if he can ever not hurt his hamstring walking to first base.
He could be a what?
50 home run, 130 RBI guy.
No, he'll never hit 50 home run. Are you?
He could.
He's drinking.
Yeah, you're drinking.
But you guys are down on Royce Lewis.
Absolutely.
Why are you down? He's having a slump. Coming out of this slump is going to determine.
You just said Royce Lewis is capable of hitting 50 home runs.
What was his?
If you said that on, well, I know that won't go onto the common man's preposterous statement tournament, but that is the type of comment that would go there.
I stand behind it.
Also, if he circles back around tomorrow, you ain't gonna be here. Like, so it's him and Stevie T tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm off tomorrow.
Yeah, so
because I got this. Well,
sure, he'd love to have.
And I am telling people in the audience that the fact that you came in today,
I'm a chipmunk.
You are a trooper. You are a warrior. You're a radio warrior being on the radio today.
I'm gonna say this right now.
Mm-hmm.
If Royce Lewis ever hits 50 home runs in a season, I am going to walk down to Manny's Steakhouse and get you a nice gift card.
I'm in. No, I don't want a gift card.
What?
I want you to invite me to Manny's and buy me a steak.
I'll buy you a steak at Manny's because that ain't never happening. He will never hit 50 home runs in a season. I'm saying it right now on this radio station. He will never in his career hit 50 home runs in one season. Wow. Never.
It's quite possible.
He might not even play enough games in a season to hit 50.
You guys are just down on Royce Lewis. You guys are down on Royce Lewis. You think he's going to be, I mean, you think he's going to have like a Buxton career? Like it's all
no, I think
potential.
The most home runs that he will ever, ever hit in a season is 35. Hmm.
How many young players with his type of agility have the power he has? How many home runs did he hit in 2024?
How many young players with his type of agility have health issues?
I mean, the health issues are concerning, without a doubt. But, you know, some players are able to
overcome it. That's part of it, though.
But are able to overcome it, right? Some players are able to overcome it. Some players are able to kind of limp along. Like, listen, for us to have two number one picks back-to-back, both careers
You're
kind
lucky
of,
I'm out of time.
Okay.
You're out of time. Well, I mean, I'm just saying. Because I held you over.
You can hold me over anytime.
You got one more segment?
No, always.
All right. So the next segment. Okay, I want to get into something, and this is real. This is why. This next story that we get into is, to me, the purest example of why being popular. Let me repeat. Why being popular doesn't mean you're smart. We'll get to that next after weather on The Lake Show. Coming up next.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, we have another example of why being popular doesn't mean that you're smart. Gilbert Arenas was arrested earlier today. Federal indictment that alleges that he hosted illegal high-stakes poker games at his mansion in Encino, California, according to a release from the United States Attorney's Office of Central California. He is officially charged with one count of conspiracy to operate an illegal gambling business, one count of operating an illegal gambling business, and and one count of making false statements to federal investigators. He appeared in U.S. District Court on Wednesday afternoon in downtown L.A. and was released on a $50,000 bond after pleading not guilty to the charges. His trial is scheduled for September 23rd. I don't know whether he's going to be found guilty of all this, but I've said this going back to when he played in the NBA. He's just a dumb dude. The whole gun thing, when he brought the gun to the locker room and he threatened and like
some of them were shot, weren't they?
No. The guy that he got into it with eventually went and murdered somebody.
Yes.
Later.
Yes.
It was Javaris Crittenden.
Right.
Yeah. He was the one that murdered somebody. So this is, you know, after the trade and they were on different teams, all this other stuff, whatever. But the bottom line is, this is an individual. That's why I hate propping up people just because they're popular or because they're famous. Doesn't mean they're bright. Doesn't mean that this is a measure of their intelligence. Like, there are a lot of people that are wealthy, have a lot of money, that are famous. They're not bright people.
100%. I mean, you always got to be careful whenever
you see. What is he doing?
It's the Molly Bloom, the Molly's Game type situation, right? Like,
and one of the people associated with this is an Israeli organized crime group.
Yeah, that sounds dumber than actually winding up in federal charges. I mean, the Israeli organized crime groups are a tough, those are, what Trump say? Those are some tough hombres. Those are some tough people and nobody you definitely want to mess with. I mean, I don't know what the law is on running these poker games, right? I did watch Molly's Game, which is a great movie. Anyone who hasn't seen it.
A statutory maximum sentence of 5 years in federal prison for each count.
Yeah, but
he's not getting that.
He won't get that. I mean, actually, the charge that they probably got him on dead to rights is the obstruction of justice charge, lying to federal law enforcement officers, which I always thought was kind of a ticky-tack type situation, right? They start questioning you, you make misstatements, either because you're trying to explain a situation or trying to avoid them finding things, and that is obstruction of justice, and that is a very serious crime. But the whole thing sounds really, really dumb, just not a smart thing to wade into. He can't be making that much money from it. It's an ego thing, right? You're inviting probably all these famous athletes over to your house. The trouble you get into is when you take what's called a rake. In other words, you can have a poker game at your house. It can be as high stakes as possible.
Let me explain. The indictment alleges that Gershman, who is the Israeli guy, and the other defendants ran illegal pot limit Omaha poker games, among others, which collected a cut from each pot contested.
That's the rake. You can't take a rake. In other words, you can have people come over to your house. You can play all you want. But if the house takes a rake,
yep,
right, which is taking a cut,
then that's illegal.
That's illegal. You are essentially
You're not at a casino.
You're right. You were running a casino is what you're doing. And some of those games get huge, right? Like some of these games get, you know, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. I am not a poker player.
Yeah.
But people who use high-stake games are pretty serious.
This could get ugly because listen to this. It says, prosecutors say that the group hired chefs, valets, and armed security guards to staff the games, as well as young women who served drinks, provided massages, and offered companionship to the poker players in exchange for tips, in that the co-conspirators took a cut of the server's tips from the games. This sounds like sex, drugs, and wagering.
Yeah, this is.
It says it was unclear as of Wednesday who the players in the games were.
Well, and they'll be leaked. Those will be fun names. Here's where Gilbert Arenas is really in trouble. What the feds probably want are the organized crime family, right? So they're going to be putting pressure on Arenas to roll on these Israeli mob bosses, and that is not a good spot to be in, right? They've got some serious crimes with him, and rolling over on these individuals would not go over well. This is the epitome of a rock in a hard place. I don't know what I would do. The one nice thing about
this
story
is serious, though, right?
Is Jerome Freeburg, okay, not to be confused with a good fan of. A good friend of WCCO and one of my very good friends,
Joe.
May he rest in peace, Joe Freeberg, is his attorney. I'm sure absolutely no relation, but it's always good to see Joe Freeberg's name out there. Joe Freeberg would know what to do in this case. I wish we could ask him.
Last thing, have you been out to Vikings training camp yet?
I have not. I am not. Training camp kind of comes on you like so quickly, and it's also a shock because it's an indication that the summer is coming to the end. While you're also getting you're getting super excited for football, right? So it's difficult. I'm sure I will. I mean, anyone who hasn't been out to that facility, talk about one of the great cheap experiences for sports fans. What the Vikings have built in Eagan at TCO, and it gets better every year. It's truly a Disneyland for football. And
it is
the sight lines, and you're right up next to the players, and it's a very special experience. So I'm sure I will get out there. I do not have plans yet. Have you? It's only 2 days in, right?
It started last week. I'm going to get out there next week.
Okay. Maybe it's been so hot. And with this smoke, I'm wondering if this smoke is going to impact. It obviously hasn't so far, but this is no joke.
The fans will be there.
The fans will be there.
Hey, good stuff as always, man.
Okay. Yes.
I appreciate it.
Always great to be here, man.
And I won't be here tomorrow night.
So I know. Well.
That's the voice of Stephen Silton from Coles and O'Connor hanging out with us talking sports, law, and other things, even politics. He loves talking politics.
I love politics.
Yeah, right here on The Lake Show. I want to thank the person that texts the show, says, you're a trooper, Henry. Can't believe you're at work after the root canal. It was actually a wisdom tooth. They did take the root out, though. So they took because remember I had the irritation and the dry, all that other stuff going on about a month ago?
Oh, yeah.
And I was down and out for a couple of days. So they actually got it taken care of yesterday. And now the swelling is set in. Tomorrow the swelling's going to be at its peak.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm off tomorrow. So in an hour from now, I'm going to be home with ice packs on my face because I'm Alvin and the Chipmunks right now, and I need to stop and get me some butternut squash soup and go to bed. Give me some sleep.
Panera? Is that where you're going? Are you a Panera guy?
I'm not a Panera guy.
Mm. They have good butternut squash soup.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not organic.
And we know Tubbs is a big, what's the other soup place? Zupas.
Oh, I like Zupas.
Yeah,
Zupas. That's good.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're also a Zupas.
I told you that.
I love Zupas. It's a good meal. It's a filling
I haven't been
meal.
In a while, though.
It's so good.
I got to get that, and that's about it, man.
Yeah, you and Tubbs are having a week.
Yeah, he's been sick. That's the reason why Chris has not been around here this week. He's been out. He's been down and out with an actual, just like maybe a summer cold. I don't know. He's been under the weather. But, like we say all the time, don't bring it to work. Seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously. Your summer's been pretty. You've been available, man. You've been healthy the entire summer.
I try to be. For somebody that looks like me, I shouldn't be as healthy as I am. But
you've been working out.
Yeah. Making changes, man. Trying to be buff.
Oh, man, I can give you some pointers.
Okay.
I'm joking. Real quickly, update from Target Center. The Lynx. What the heck? Sabrina Nescu just hit a bank three?
Mm-hmm.
She's unbelievable.
She is.
She's one of my favorite players in the league.
As I told Matthew Collar the other day, she was Caitlin Clark before Caitlin Clark. She was the big deal a few years ago.
Oh, she's a big deal.
Yeah, she... She wasn't in the finals last year, but that's besides the point. She was basically the group team member that got credit for the championship by not really.
Yeah, but she hit. But no, hold on. She had the one game winning shot though.
No. I'm saying like in that last game, she did nothing to really contribute to that team.
I give you that.
Yeah.
But they also cheated us too.
Yes, they did.
So now the Lynx lead 97-91, 35 seconds left.
38.
My size bet. I need my glasses. 38 seconds left. And Kayla McBride is at the line to take a couple free throws. Knock them down, Kayla.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. She's money. Do you know who my Lynx crush is, right?
There's a lot of good options here.
No. My Lynx crush.
Current player?
Yes. She's on the court right now.
BC. Bridget Carlton.
No.
No?
Alana Smith.
I love Alana. She's great.
Oof.
Yeah.
She is stunning.
She's had a couple tough moments where in some crucial spots this year, but she definitely takes those losses hard.
She takes those losses hard.
Yeah. She's... I'm not going to say like she's cost the team, but there's been a couple spots where she's made.
If she's in the short guys, I'm here.
Yeah.
And old guys.
Yes.
Anyway. All right, we're done here. I will talk to you guys on Friday with Final Pitch. Steve Thompson is in for me tomorrow night. I'm going to go rest this swollen face of mine. I appreciate all of you.